May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not very often that my heart leaps with joy when I read from the book of Leviticus. It's essentially a rule book written for the people of Israel, and it's often used today as a proof text when arguing about sexuality and gender. But it also has plenty to say about the wickedness of wearing clothing made from mixed fibres. I'm going to come clean and tell you I'm wearing a poly cotton shirt this morning, so that perhaps forfeits my right to preach. But I will continue. Our first reading gives us an insight into what it means to be holy. Holy rather than pious. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. That holiness is to be seen in a way of living, in which the people of God do not act unjustly. They do not slander or hate or take vengeance or bear a grudge. In essence, it's a call to love your neighbour as yourself. These words from the book of Leviticus give us a very clear code for living, how to love our neighbour. Jesus' hearers would have been very familiar with those words from the book of Leviticus, and so would have made the connection when Jesus talks about the two greatest commandments: love the Lord your God and your neighbour as yourself. The two commands can't be separated, though as human beings we often try to do just that. They're two halves of a whole. You have to have both of them. In the very early centuries of Christianity, many people left the towns and cities to become monastics, living in the desert, far away from worldly distractions. They sought to devote their lives to loving and serving God, and thereby hoping to ensure a place for themselves in heaven. In the desert, they lived incredibly strict lives according to great lists of rules, rather like a Christian version of the book of Leviticus. There was once a monk called Abbot Moses, who had a great reputation for holiness, and whose wisdom was sought by many people. During Lent, the monks asked what they should do to prepare for the Feast of the Resurrection at Easter. They were anxious to do something very special to show their overwhelming love for Christ. But in the end, they decided to fast for the whole of Holy Week. Once they'd made this decision, each of the monks went off to his bare, lonely cell to fast and to pray. But in the middle of Holy Week, a couple of wandering monks came to visit the monastery and to seek out the wisdom of Abbot Moses. They were starving, and he took pity on them and decided to cook a meal. And to put them at their ease, he ate a little of it himself. The other monks saw the smoke rising from the abbot's kitchen and knew immediately that he must be cooking. What a fraud he was! He was breaking the solemn fast. They were shocked and saddened at his weakness, and so they went in a group to confront him. The abbot came out to meet them. "What crime have I committed, my brothers?" he said to them, seeing the judgment in their eyes. "Yes, I've broken a human commandment, but in sharing food with these brothers of ours, I've kept the commandment of God, that we should love one another. What do you think Christ would have done in the same situation? Did he not eat and drink with sinners, even though the religious leaders called him a glutton and a drunkard?" You cannot tear the gospel of Christ in two. We didn't come into the desert to get away from people and to be alone with God. Rather, we came here in order to find other people, to find them and love them in God. So the monks went away, humbled, but rather wiser. It's very easy for us to fall into the same trap as those monks and the Pharisees that we heard about in the Gospel reading, imagining that there is simply one commandment, to love God. The religious people of Jesus' time strictly observed the minutest rules of the law. But by doing so, they divorced the law from everyday life, and they ignored the words of the book of Leviticus in striving to be holy in the practical outpouring of love for others. They had just two compartments in their lives, God and the rest of life. We too can imagine that by coming here to worship, by saying our prayers and putting our offering on the plate each week, we've done our bit, we've done enough. And of course, all of that is important, but it's only part of it. For at the heart of the Christian faith and gospel is not rules and regulations, but rather relationships. Relationship with God and with our neighbour. A relationship of love. It's a relationship which involves every part of us and reaches into every aspect of our daily lives. But when we hear the words of the Gospel reading, we can often listen selectively, picking out the things we want to hear. It's possible to get so caught up in the love of God and neighbour that we forget about and we neglect ourselves. We can all be very hard and unforgiving to ourselves. And yet Jesus said, love the Lord your God and your neighbour as yourself. We can only love our neighbour if we are loving ourselves. This isn't an excuse for self-indulgence or arrogant behaviour, but rather a reminder that we need to be gentle with ourselves and merciful with ourselves, forgiving and compassionate, just as God is with us and God wants us to be with other people. We too need to remember that we're loved by God, tirelessly and without end. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us is utterly lovable. And that's very easy for us to overlook and think it concerns other people, not us. So in this coming week, I'd like to invite you to ponder again these words of the book of Leviticus and also the Gospel reading, to hear afresh the truth of Christ's words and to reflect on what it might mean for each one of us in our own particular life situation. We're called to love God as our Maker and our Redeemer, and our love of God will chiefly be expressed in our practical outpouring of love for other people. We're all members of one family, the human family, and so we need to look out for one another as brothers and sisters. But we mustn't do that and lose sight of ourselves, learning to accept God's love for each of us, learning to be gentle with ourselves, merciful and forgiving with ourselves. Jesus said to his first disciples, and Jesus says to each one of us today, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbour as yourself. Amen.